Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week. We're two old guys just talking about old games.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Original Flavor Wednesday, but we're done with fucking lists, so we're just going to do other shit we want to do until next year.
It's almost Halloween.
Almost Halloween.
So did you notice that it was spooky in here?
It did get spooky. That's that earthy, musky smell in where I sleep at night. Surely it's just because Halloween is coming up.
That's spook set.
it's the spook setting in to the room.
You should bottle that and sell it to paranormal investigators. Like, if you want to know what a ghost smells like, here you go.
See, I'll end up attracting those people who, they're plumbers who also investigate.
Yeah, taps. Taps folks. Yeah. Well, we couldn't afford the penguin. We didn't get enough Patreon donors to get a penguin, so I bought a handful of bats. They're in here, flying around.
They're very small.
Yeah.
Six bats per handful. But we're going to do... So this is our Tadpog Halloween edition, although we are a few days early, but... It's fine. It works.
I'd rather be early than late, although my work attendance does not reflect that statement.
I feel about this game like I feel about whoever I'm dating getting their period. Rather be early than be late. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
It's good. I like it. I like your new announcement of a punchline. That should be a reoccurring theme.
Ooga, ha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Now, so to celebrate Halloween, we're doing the spookiest game that I could find in a quick Google search.
You did a good job. I feel like you did a really good job.
Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday. Another triumphant return to the Super Nintendo.
I love that. I can't remember if it was a Facebook message or just a text message, but I remember getting the message from you saying, there's a Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday game. And I knew what that meant. I knew it meant two things. That this game is going to be awful and that we're going to do it for Tadpog. Yep. I'm okay with that. That's what we do best, I feel like. We're like frontiersmen. If there's a podcast, I defy anyone out there to show me a podcast that has covered Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday. We are the
Not a YouTube channel. Not a YouTube video.
No, because I know those exist because I totally watched that. I'm looking at you, Paul. Come on, man. Where's your What's Paul Playing Today? Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
Or an episode of Loaded Cart Gaming about Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
What would you say is the best Porky Pig game? I don't even know. Are there more? There's probably more.
There's got to be more. Like, at least he's in it. Maybe he's not featured in anymore, but...
Do you think they learned their lesson?
I think so, maybe. So before we delve too deep into the pig... I'm your beard host, Tyler, and I was trying to think of Halloween stories.
I was too. Did you actually come up with one?
I've got one. I know I've told a little bit about it before, but I'll expand upon it.
Okay.
Which is one of the best Halloweens in recent memory was just the romantic tale of Josh and Nicole meeting for the first time, which happened on a Halloween.
I'm sure they're both probably going to appreciate the story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Nicole comes out looking fine, so it had to be 8 or 9 years ago, probably.
Probably.
I want to say.
It does not seem that long ago.
Something like that.
That's a lot of Halloweens ago.
But let's see. Of course, Sean McElwain of Mega Man X2 fame, it was his now ex. They were living together, and Josh McElwain owned this house, and Josh was his roommate, and his girlfriend basically lived there. I think she had another apartment with Nicole, but she was ever there. But because she was friends with Nicole, she's like, "Oh, I'd like to hook your friend up with my friend." You know, okay, great. Let's invite her to the Halloween party. We're going to have a big soiree, like McElwain talks. He totally used the word soiree.
That's probably one of his top 10 words used, I think.
Top 10 words. Get that soiree giving up. So I drove in. I was at culinary school at the time, so I drove down from Louisville. I went as a chef because
easy costume.
Didn't have to change after I left school. Just drove straight down. It was fine.
Yeah, that's good. Smart. That's like that's the me as John Arbuckle costume. I feel like I don't know what clothes I have lying around. I got this chef's uniform. We're doing it.
I've done that multiple Halloweens. And because I get down there. We talked to Josh before. Like, a fun thing is to take the Josh voice and then try to incorporate different accents in it. You always get a funny effect.
You want to give us a couple? Can you give us a couple?
It goes to regular Josh voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, like, you add a wee bit of French.
Okay.
Parlez-vous.
No, that's
avec
good. Can you do a German, Josh?
Sieg Heil.
Well,
da.
I know my history. I know those blitzkrieging Nazis.
So we'd made so much about the French Josh that for Halloween he decided to go as French Josh. So he got a black turtleneck. He painted on a mustache and had a beret and a cigarette, and he was just a baguette. He was just French Josh.
It's extremely culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
But it's fine because it's French.
We don't have any. I think we have a listener in the UK. We don't have any in France. That's fine.
We're not big in France. we're not the Hasselhoffs of podcasts.
Hasselhoff is Germany.
Oh, you're right.
Jerry Lewis is France. Okay.
I get those two mixed up all the time.
Now, another one of our friend, He Who Shall Not Be Named. It was a couch surfer, you know, for the majority of the time we knew him. Slept on our couches or would mooch of us or whatever in various ways.
I feel like couch surfing is like a thing, like the term couch surfing is like a thing that you do every
temporarily.
Now and then. I think this was like,
he was
I don't
a
know what the
bum.
Term is. Yeah.
And he was just a hobo, basically, our live-in hobo.
Couch lurker.
That we paid in hot dogs and ramen to do housework, but I think he had recently like gotten his own place, but did not have a lot of money, like barely making it because, you know, he couldn't hold on a job because he's just that's just him, you know, that's just his thing, you know.
Right.
I'll lose a job, I'll sleep on your couch. Yeah. It's fine.
If he was an RPG character, that would be one of his traits.
What little money he had for this Halloween, he got the idea, I want to be a World of Warcraft orc. So he basically
troll. Huge difference. I assure you, Tyler.
So he spent basically all of his money on what turned out to be a pretty good troll costume. He wore it for about 15 minutes before he took it off and then just drank all Miller's beer. So we've got a picture of that, of French Josh and expensive 15-minute troll. But Josh had recently, maybe for about a month, broke up with his first long-term girlfriend. So he was still feeling those effects, and he got unbelievably drunk. One of two times that I have seen him just drunk out of his mind. So, like, he is
Moulin Rouge Josh.
He was Moulin Rouge Josh. Of course, he kept pulling out his cell phone, trying to call his ex-girlfriend. I had to take the battery out of his phone, and he just walked around dialing her number and then talking into his dead cell phone. Not even realize, like, he was smashed trying to call her. Gets introduced to Nicole.
So was this the hookup? Like, was this intended, like, okay, we'll get them together at this soiree?
Uh-huh. So Nicole's running late. Gets there, Josh is already super drunk, can't form words at her.
So it's like he was speaking French.
Yeah. So he just like mumbles at her, and we have to carry him back to his bedroom, and of course he fights us.
Just
I meet Nicole, Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah. The rest of that night, pretty uneventful, other than like Josh trying to break out of his room, just super drunk, and we have to put him back to bed and everything else for the course of the night. And then, so he gets up the next morning, super hungover, and is sort of hedged into taking Nicole on a brunch date.
Yeah. I'm sure this was his idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they end up, go like them and McWayne and his ex all go to Log Cabin for breakfast that morning. And I guess Nicole is talking to Josh as if like they've already met. And Josh is very confused because he has no memory of this girl whatsoever. So awkward breakfast leads to, you know, Nicole has talked about that very awkward date where he just, okay, see ya. So for them, after that meeting and that date, it was clearly just written in the stars that they get married, because otherwise I'm not sure anybody just would have like, no, this guy's pretty good for me. I'm definitely going to see where this goes.
I'm going to ghost at a brunch.
No, he was blackout drunk calling his girlfriend and then took me out, doesn't remember me, and then was very passe on our first date.
Happy Halloween. Mm-mm. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I am your bespectacled host. I had a hard time. I'm still trying to come up with a story. Halloween was always one of my absolute favorite holidays as a kid. Even when I didn't have a costume. Well, let me rephrase that. I always had a costume. Even when my costume was put together at the very last minute. I find that's when I'm the most creative. Is when I need to produce something in 2 minutes.
Ah, the Blake. Yes.
So I'm glad to know that Blake operates like I do. Mm-hmm. It's extremely exhausting as a creative professional. although I find that a lot of us do that. So there is that.
Yeah.
I remember my first Halloween costume. I actually don't remember this. I just have seen photographs. I was a Care Bear. I cannot remember which one, but it was the caramel colored one. So I'm going to say I was Caramel Bear.
Caramel Bear.
Yeah. and then the first one
that's almost a Scrubs reference.
Yeah. No, I think it's almost there. You're right. And the first one I remember was, I was really, really young. I was at my grandmother's house with my mom, and some trick-or-treaters came by to her house, and that was when the concept of trick-or-treat was introduced to me. I saw these kids dressed up in costume ringing my grandmother's doorbell, and then she gave them candy, and that seemed like now that seems like a really regular, mundane kind of thing, but mm-hmm. I remember when I was first introduced to that blew my mind, and I wanted to do that immediately because it was one of those where it was like, what is happening? And then my grandmother explained it to me, my Grammy explained it to me, and I said, I want to do that. And my mom was like, yeah, well, we can do that. And I was like, I want to do that now. They're like, no, you can do it next year.
A year?
Exactly. I might as well be dead in a year. We have to do this thing tonight. So I remember my Grammy taking one of her sheets and cutting two holes in it, throwing it over me, and I was a spooky ghost. And we went.
I was hoping cutting a second hole in it, because the first one, you know, is how you have sex with the sheet. So you just cut the second hole in it.
You're
a spooky ghost.
Man, I was a lecherous Orthodox Jew when I was like 6 years old.
You raised Orthodox Jew.
Yeah.
Then became Catholic and then just gave up on the entire system.
But well, they kicked me out because I cheated and cut the eye holes out. So they're like, nope, sorry. One hole only. So I don't know. Halloween's always I've wished that Halloween was to me now what it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's completely, even like when I got to college, Halloween parties not really my thing. I just liked how it felt like when I was a kid, there was one night a year where it was okay to like really enjoy scary things.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was the whole thing was scary things. And I even remember thinking, oh, this is going to be great when I am older and I have enough money to like do like my house, like a haunted house and all that kind of stuff. And then, well, that never happened. I don't know. I don't know where the plan fell apart, but I never got all the
labor
money
part
to make. Yeah. and now Halloween just kind of feels like in my 20s, Halloween kind of felt like that holiday where I am just going to see women dressed provocatively, which is fine. I'm okay with that. I'm not complaining. But now in my 30s, I don't know what Halloween, I don't even know what it means anymore. Like, it's just kind of one of those, it's just kind of, it's no kids on my street come trick or treating. I mean, I know Nicole had a party last year and that was fun.
Last 2 years.
That was probably, I mean, those parties are probably the last, I mean, Halloween parties I'd gone to in probably a very long time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's maybe there's a revival there, but now with kids, probably not. Now I think it's just an issue of waiting until the kids are old enough to throw a sheet over them and cut three holes in it.
You had a boy, so yeah. Kid only gets two, Henry gets three. I get it.
Well, I think they should be equal. I think she should get three holes. Don't deny your girl an extra hole.
But there's nothing to poke through. It's not even fun. God, I'm gearing myself for what I know happens every year. I've got this one Facebook friend.
Yeah?
Who, man, for a guy who is my age, like, he has a very old person view of Halloween and what it should be, and not all of these whores dressing. Back when Halloween was fun, and now all these whores are dressing up and parading themselves, and it's just
it's indecent.
What's your problem? If you had a 16-year-old daughter, okay, I can understand your complaint.
No, I still don't think so. Right?
You have no kids. You're just like your early 30s. Like, no. Yeah. Get off your conversion soapbox.
I like how you said Facebook friend.
Yeah.
That's a very like that's a clear qualifier. That's
exactly what he is. If we see each other about town, one nod. Yeah. So it's not like a lot of my Facebook friends that I see and we don't even acknowledge each other in the slightest.
So it sounds like he's not a listener.
No. Okay. No. Okay. We're too filthy.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we could stop, I guess, we could stop worshiping the devil for just a minute.
No.
If we could just do that for a minute.
No. We put so much time into it. Do you remember any of, like, other costumes when you were little?
John Arbuckle, of course, which I mentioned. That was my kindergarten costume, which I don't know if I mentioned this on the episode where I talked about it. My mom had no idea I did that. Because I remember when she, when I saw her that afternoon, she's like, "Why do you have Garfield?" I was like, "I'm John Arbuckle." what my reply should have been is, "You did not secure a Halloween costume, and I am 7, so this is on you, Mom."
I blame you for this travesty, Mother.
I remember my last Halloween costume. Well, I should say the last costume that I wore trick-or-treating, and I was a hobo. The classic hobo. Yeah. The minimal effort costume to get candy. And I totally did get the, "Aren't you a little old for this?" So I made the mental note, all right, last trick-or-treat. It's the last one. Mm. Maybe it's just because I did so good.
Now you just have to go out and buy candy.
Yeah, I know. Sucks. There was a stretch from when I could not trick-or-treat to when I could afford candy. So there was a dry stretch of no candy. I was extremely skinny in those years.
This runs with one of my favorite parts of Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up.
God, I love it. With the talking about the Halloween costumes and the rubber band and all that.
Yeah, the candy, like, who's giving out candy? Everyone we know.
Yes. And of course, he mocks the dreaded orange peanut.
Ugh.
Which Nikki loves. Yeah,
Nikki loves old people candy.
She does. She loves old people candy. I don't know what's wrong with her. I don't know. It bothers me deeply. It was a factor when I was like, do I want to propose to this woman? She does like Orange Circus peanuts. I don't know. I don't know who does. You're the only, she's the only person.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, she also likes candy corn. I feel like that circle's a little more open, but not by much. Yeah,
candy corn. I like candy corn. Yeah. So maybe that's where she and I cross over. Anything post candy corn, I'm okay with. We should have done a whole episode on the history of Halloween candy.
Yeah, that'd been good. Could have done a Buena's Blob, talked about Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like peanut brittle?
I like it okay.
Yeah. Took it fiddle faddle, I believe. They call it in some circles.
Yeah, I mean, of course, my grandmother had it when I always ate it. My dad was like, this is really good, try this. And it's just like, okay, I mean, it's passable, but it's just like, it's a slightly peanut-flavored shards of glass.
Yeah.
But okay.
It's literally what old people used to think was sweet. That's before, they didn't have sugar. They didn't have it. They just had fiddle faddle.
We just...
They didn't have it, Meg. I don't know.
Oh, man.
What is the last costume that you wore trick-or-treating? And how old were you? Because I think I'm embarrassed to admit this. I was in high school when I last trick-or-treated.
I had to stop trick-or-treating very, very early.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was just so dangerous.
Oh, really?
So dangerous, Dave.
Like, what were your parents worried about?
Razor blades and candy. And, like, they heard somebody was giving out, like, rat poison. Yeah. And, like, you don't do it. You go, people come to the church, and they put some candy in their trunks, or they'll have some shoe boxes with some of the flavored Tootsie Rolls in it. And you go over there, and you just get, like, you know, you can't get a lot of candy. You have to get everybody gets a modest amount of cheap candy, and you go to church, and then you go home. So, like, me, like, dressed up, praying around, I think Wolverine.
Wolverine?
Wolverine is probably the last one. My sad, sad.
I remember you mentioned.
Yeah. Long John's dyed yellow, Sharpie stripes painted on, long blue dish gloves, and tinfoil kind of taped to it.
Yeah.
My sad Wolverine. Last time I really, like, remember going to the Nines dressed up. I guess a few years ago, I did go as like somebody from Mad Men, but that was just me being a suit. The last time, like, I legitimately like did
man,
something.
You John Arbuckled it again. Yep.
I remember going as Shredder in college. I remember I went and bought shin guards, and I covered them in tinfoil, and then I hot glued golf tees. To the shin guards, and I put shin guards on my arms, and I got shoulder pads and did the same thing there, and I got like a purple suit and a black belt. It was super shitty.
It sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know.
In theory, I was like, man, it's going to be good. No, yeah. No, it's not good.
I think that's how all homemade Halloween costumes go. Like, I really do. Like, in my mind, it's always like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. And then like 4 hours in, I'm like, there's no way I'm wearing this anywhere.
The year before, I went as my dad.
That's pretty good.
I just went home because he used to wear toupees.
I went home. I skinned him.
Skinned dad, put him on.
Just wore him around.
Because he used to wear like expensive hair pieces. I remember he's still like, yeah. I remember he'd spend thousands of dollars on these hair pieces before he finally was like, all right, this is crazy. And just started shaving his head and just rolled with it. But like,
gosh,
in their medicine, like they had a medicine closet, and in there were just like the kind of styrofoam heads that you put wigs and stuff on.
Yeah.
There were like three of them with his different hair pieces on them. So I remember he stopped you know, they were still in there, but he hadn't worn them in years.
We've talked about it. I remember this now because we talked about the Alan Brady show.
Yeah.
The episode where he's got all his wigs on his heads.
Yeah. And I went and I got all those. So I put one on. I put one in my chest for my dad's copious amount of chest hair. Borrowed one of his shirt and his old jeans. And this one as my dad. And it was my first time going to Rocky Horror. So I'm sure I looked really weird on stage for Rocky Horror. Only one person got it. And that was my ex-girlfriend. And these were the last words we have ever exchanged. changed. I hadn't spoken to her in years. She went to a different school, but she was there for that Rocky Horror. And I was, afterward, I went up on stage because I was in the theater department, so all my friends were doing Rocky Horror. I went up there and we were talking, and she walked up there with another one of her friends, saw me, and just like looked at me, "Are you your dad?" Yep. Last words we ever spoke.
I think that you fulfill the requirement, though, of a costume. Like, as long as someone...
Somebody got it.
No, well, yeah, not only that, but, like, I feel like you look different. I feel like as long as you look different on Halloween, put a big check mark in that
box.
Well,
I'm sure she knew the hairpiece because Dad, at first, when he first met her, he was still wearing a hairpiece. And, like, he knew he was going to be seeing her. So, like, one day when he walked in, he said, "Hey, say boo." She looked very confused, like... "Boo?" So he sticks his hand up to the top of his hairpiece and pulls it up, going, "Ah!" So then she knew, yeah, he's wearing a hairpiece.
She didn't know before? So these were very lifelike.
They were good. They were good. And, of course, sometimes, like, he would just put it on her. Just, like, had tape on it, and he'd just walk up and just, like, put the hairpiece on her. It's fine. She looked too thrilled, but she wasn't too disgusted. She just kind of sat there.
This was really...
Wear my dad's hair.
It sounds like a real process he went through to go from that not wearing them to going clean shaven.
He went... God,
he's just putting them on people. Just like, this is the thing I have to do.
Yeah. He did it to so many of my friends. So many of my friends. Like, I'm sure there are pictures somewhere. Like, almost all of my friends have on my dad's hairpiece at one point in
time. Hey, Josh. Come over after school. Wear my daddy's hair. Does he have them still, or are they gone?
I cut up one to be Osama bin Laden one year. I think that was the last one we had. For Halloween, I had like a school project I had to do where it was like I had to film something as a villain or something like that. So I just remember I cut a small hole in it and taped it to my face to be a beard.
I was going to ask how you knew that Osama bin Laden liked to wear cut-up hairpieces. Yeah. He loves this.
You know, it was kind of those oval beards, you know.
I couldn't find three Brillo pads to stick together.
Folding so. In on the sides. Black with some, you know, gray in it. Yeah. You talk about Porky Pig?
Yeah, let's talk about Porky Pig, specifically Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday. His haunted holiday.
Thank you. It's in my notes too.
Yeah.
Do you hear that, Dave?
I do hear that. I hear that. It sounds like
all my friends are uncomfortable. Train.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Trainsy covered in toupees. Trainsy's going through a Halloween transformation. It's rolling down the tracks. That's a woolly train, which of course ushers in the segment. Now we like to call. Dave reads from Wikipedia. Okay, guys. Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday is a 1995 side-scrolling platform video game developed by Phoenix Interactive Entertainment. That's not a Wikipedia link, just for the record. That's just regular old black text on white. And published by Sunsoft for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System video game console. The goal of the game is to guide the main character, Porky Pig, from the Warner Brothers cartoons through his nightmares. The game received mixed to positive reviews by critics. Its graphics and animations were received well, while its length and easy difficulty were not. So that's the end of it. And I would like to say this proves that in 1995, Warner Brothers was already super rich and could pay reviewers for positive reviews.
Yeah.
Because this game is awful.
Yep.
This is one of the worst Super Nintendo games that I have played.
It does, because you start playing it. And
you immediately regret the decisions you've made in life. You're like, what decisions have I made to get me to this point? If I hadn't slept through AP history, would I be playing Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday right now? Probably not. Maybe I should have done better with my life.
Because what Porky Pig is, he's reading a book by candlelight. yeah. about a haunted house.
He's looking through a holiday brochure. He's looking through like vacation spots. And he's wearing he's dressed as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Mm-hmm. As we all do when we go to bed.
Yeah. And he...
You don't have many full-length nightshirts?
I mean, I do have that. I do have that Tweety Bird shirt that your brother gave me. Yeah. And he drifts off to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're introduced by the first typo in the game. We're told all of this. We're not shown all of this. We're told all of this through a big block of text that's on the screen.
Yep.
And it talks about Porky Pig's haunted holiday. I don't know. Are they trying to emphasize haunted?
It's a haunted holiday because maybe that's the theme. Like, come on this haunted holiday, but then the haunted holiday actually gets haunted. So it's the haunted haunted holiday.
Oh shit! They incepted the haunted holiday.
Because what you basically wake up in front of your house. You know it's Porky Pig's house because he has the P. Pig nameplate on it.
Yes.
Like you have the D. Moore nameplate on your front door, and I've got the T. Holland on my front door.
I do.
Just so we know.
Right.
And then Porky Pig lives right next door to a sign, Haunted Forest.
Man, it's going to be hard selling that house, I feel like.
Probably feel like he's not great on this.
Man, that market is tough. Unless you're selling exclusively to vampires, that's rough.
God, and as soon as you step through onto the game screen from that, this game just feels bad. Like the way it like just looks and like it just feels. It does not feel like a Super Nintendo game.
Thank you.
Yeah,
because it felt like a Nintendo game to me that was dressed up, because it's like I only use one button in the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
I finished this game. I made a very poor decision and finished this game. There are all kinds of things I could have done with that time, with that two hours that just poof, evaporated. And Nikki watched like half of it. Now I'm responsible for 3 hours. I'm responsible for my two and her one. I could have done anything. I could have hugged my child for 2 hours, or I could have, I don't know, made a spice rack or something. But no, I played Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
And I've been to Judgment House, Dave. I know whenever you stand before God and he says your name really loud, that's when he's going to talk about that.
That's pretty, that shivers down my spine. But
he'll probably say your name wrong, like he always does.
But 2 hours in this game, I only use one button in the D-pad.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't know how many buttons were on the controller. They were like, how many buttons does the Super Nintendo have? I don't know. We better be safe and just use do one.
It's probably got one, right? The Atari had one. Yeah, so they probably. I mean, are we at virtual reality yet? Can I do like brainwaves? No, I mean, science has come a long way, but let's just roll with one button.
I saw my boy playing the Super Nintendo. I looked at the controller. It's got, I don't know, like one button on there.
That Nintendo, you could control it with a glove. So I'm sure the Super Nintendo is way better.
Porky Pig, can I tell you my favorite thing about this game?
Mm-hmm.
It's great because it's simultaneously my favorite and least favorite thing. And I love it. That rarely happens. But it's the way that Porky Pig moves, because he moves like... The creepiest thing about this haunted game is the way that Porky Pig moves, because he has those reverse pig feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when he's walking, he's like the devil. He's walking like the devil.
He does, and his standing animation just looks funky, like it's demonic. Yeah.
And then when he stops walking, he does this like adjustment thing where he like slides his hooves around on the ground. So my favorite thing to do in the game is when I would beat a boss is I would crouch down as Porky Pig and then stand up and then move a little bit, and I fucking perfected a dance. I perfected a victory dance. That's actually when Nikki started watching. She was like, are you making Porky Pig dance? Yes, I am.
I hope like there was some like very religious animator who was just like, pigs are not bipedal. This is an act of the devil. I'm going to let people know it. Pigs do not walk like man. We did not descend from pig. This game reminded me like just in feel and look of like an old DOS game.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because like the weird backgrounds and like the way you look on the foreground and some of the animations are just, they're so bad. Because it looks like,
oh man,
it looks like just clip art that they just threw in there.
The bosses.
Except for Yosemite Sam.
But even Yosemite Sam, all of the bosses move, they have like 6 frames. Like all of them have 6 frames where it's just like nothing is fluid. It's just like you're fighting a giant flip book version of Yosemite Sam or Turd Ghost. Yep, I don't know what the first one is.
I know his name, Turd Ghost.
Turd Ghost. He looks like Mr. Hankey, but like as a ghost.
It's like you wrap Mr. Hankey in a blanket. You're a ghost.
Is that a character from Looney Tunes?
He is now, because by putting him in the game, he became property of Looney Tunes. So technically now he is Looney Tunes canon.
He is Looney Tunes. He is the personification of Looney Tunes, unfortunately.
But the shit ghost with the top hat
yes.
is now in the game.
Right.
Weird dolphin in the water level.
I think that's, what is that? I thought it was a shark. I called him MS Paint Shark because Nikki asked, she's like, what cartoon is he from?
I've got MS Paint Ghost written down in my notes.
Because he does. He looks like he was just drawn real big in MS Paint. And did you notice that he's like, he's wearing Porky Pig's clothes? He's got a red bow tie on. Like, what? I was trying to figure out, like, is this like the future of Porky Pig? Like, is this Porky like, is this his psychology? It's like trying to cut
in his head. He's so pure of heart. These are his enemies. Like, I want those animators, like they're sitting down like, all right, so we got the one button down. All right, now what are we going to do? Well, my kid was playing a game the other day that I thought was pretty good. What's that? It's called Joe and Mac. Okay, all right, can you take some of the enemies from Joe and Mac and then just redraw them in paint and just paste them over onto the game? Yeah, I think I can do that. All right.
Think you can knock that out, like, before lunch?
Yeah, I don't want to get fucked up tonight. We're going to do this real quick. Yeah.
Then, let's see, what else is there besides Shark? There is, the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah.
Which was, I thought it was nice to see him. Because I like that one cartoon he's in where he would love you and hug you and call you George.
Which I remember whenever I was reading or watching Of Mice and Men for the first time, I was like, are they ripping off Looney Tunes? Yeah. Is John Malkovich doing that impression?
I'm laughing so hard because I did the same thing.
Come on, John Malkovich. You're better than that.
And then it's just Count Daffy Duck, right?
Oh, you've got the...
did I miss one?
The Frankenstein Tweety Bird.
Oh, I did miss one. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that cartoon? Yeah, that was... Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which, in this version, like, he looks a lot like the weird mutants in the future in Chrono Trigger. You know, the giant, like, bisected bird monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the background until you walk up to them, and then they freak you out. But yeah, it looked like you're fighting a yellow one of those. And then other than that, level 5, the Abominable Snowman's level, was weird to me, because it's called the Alps. So you start off in like a mountain terrain, it's snowy, typical stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you cross over into, I felt like I understood it, but I didn't think it was part of Looney Tunes canon. I thought it was just in Tiny Toons.
It is Looney Tunes canon.
Okay. Because I know it from what's that Dodo Bird character in Tiny Toons?
I think it's just Dodo, right?
Dodo, maybe.
Because I know in Looney Tunes it's Dodo. And so in Tiny Toons, of course, it's Lil Dodo.
Yeah, because it's
Lil Dodo.
It's their outer world. Where even the laws that govern their reality start to break apart in this exterior of their universe.
And they call it like, this is awful. Well, there was a name for it, like Wacky World or something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, I think you're right.
We have to look this up.
Go ahead, keep talking. Tell us, say something really funny while I do this.
No pressure.
Don't be afraid. Say something really hilarious to cover this up.
I'm going to be silent for 15 seconds. I need you to do, like, can you just do jokes? I feel like when someone asks me, when I say that I co-host a podcast, they're like, oh yeah, what's the podcast about? Oh, I should not have gotten into this conversation because I do not want to answer this question, local person.
What, Yo-Yo Dodo?
Yo-Yo Dodo is from Tiny Toons or from
Wacky Land?
It was Wacky Land. Yep. All right.
See, the 1938 Looney Tunes short, Porky in Wacky Land.
Oh, so it was a Porky Pig episode. Interesting. I remember that episode because I remember, like, it's the weirdest episode I think that I've ever seen. Because it's all this, like, really weird shit flying around and nothing makes sense. And that's pretty much how the level is.
Did you like Looney Tunes cartoons growing up?
I loved Looney Tunes cartoons growing up. I did. Like, I loved them. I remember being super excited when I think Nickelodeon did a block of Looney Tunes cartoons. It was like an hour or something like that. And I remember being really excited about it and watching it. What happened was, though, I feel like they just started showing the same episodes over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to develop a deep dislike like for Looney Tunes. Cause like, yeah, we get it. We all understand. You stutter. You're a pig.
Cause I remember, of course, there were cartoons as I got older, but when I was really young, I feel like it was just Looney Tunes or Hanna-Barbera.
Did you ever watch any of the Disney cartoons? Like the Donald Duck stuff?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Because I like those. I loved those.
See, I didn't like, man, I remember watching those, but I wasn't crazy about any of them except Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. I enjoyed.
They have some shitty Roadrunner games if you ever want to delve deeper into them.
I've done some of those, so we probably should. But outside of a few like Looney Tunes, like the movie style cartoons, like I was not a big fan. I've never liked Bugs Bunny. I've never seen the appeal to Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I like Daffy Duck a lot better.
Oh yeah. Daffy all the way. I'm with you.
But because
Daffy's an interesting character because he's the Luigi to Bugs Bunny's Mario, I feel like.
Because Bugs Bunny has just always bothered me because he's just sort of smug and he has like, I'm going to draw a weird parallel here.
No, please.
The same reason I don't like Buffy and Buffy the Vampire Slayer in that she's just kind of like smug and always right and just like through action or inaction just sort of wins.
Okay.
So that's the way I've always felt about Bugs Bunny. And then I did enjoy like, on Reddit, like seeing years later people talk about like how Bugs Bunny is actually like kind of fucked up and evil, and he is the way like Elmer Fudd is the way he is. Like Elmer Fudd was just like this kind of chill guy, like who ended up having like to defend himself against Bugs Bunny, who like tried to like drown him and did all these awful things to him for no reason, and then like he started developing the stutter because he was like seeing the rabbit everywhere and like Elmer Fudd is the villain because Bugs Bunny just psychologically broke him.
So he's like Batman, what you're saying.
Is yes. That
Bugs Bunny should have just killed Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
Instead of creating a villain out of him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, because what was it? And the only, like I've mentioned it before, I really like the Daffy Duck Halloween cartoon where he gets like that vault full of money and he has to go and he starts investigating their paranormal investigations.
Holy shit. I haven't thought about that long time.
That was one of the only Looney Tunes things I really genuinely loved. And it was probably also had to do with, I remember having a little kid boner watching the female duck that was very voluptuous and possessed.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I think you're making that part up.
my boner remembers that.
What about, did you like Duck Dodgers? Did you see the cartoons where it was Daffy Duck and Porky Pig? I think that might be like one of the first ones with Marvin the Martian.
Maybe. The name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
but
just look up Duck Dodgers and you'll see him you'll probably just see him in his costume.
Duck Dodgers on the Looney Tunes wiki.
There's probably a video game. I would be surprised if Duck Dodgers isn't a video game.
This is a pretty exhaustive list here.
What is that? Looney Tunes Wikipedia or something?
Yep. Let's talk about the Martian Empire and
what?
the Galactic Protectorate.
Let's dedicate the rest of our lives, Tyler, to writing Duck Dodgers fan fiction. I feel like there's a niche that needs to be filled.
Captain Duck Edgar Dumas Aloysius Dodgers. It's the main character, okay? Dr. Ignatius IQ. I don't know what the fuck this is now, but it's in here. All these planets and shit, okay? Mm-hmm.
It's a rich, we like to call it a rich universe, Tyler, in the Duck Dodgers role-playing circuit.
Oh, okay, Duck Dodgers went on for a while. 19 pilot shorts, 1953 through 2003.
What?
So I guess they periodically published these episodes over the course of 50 years.
I only remember seeing two of them.
And there was an actual show, season one, 2003.
What?
Season two in 2004 through five, season three in 2005. So three seasons.
What?
50 years for five episodes and then three seasons.
Where did that air? Like on WB or something like
that?
No
idea.
That would make sense for the time period and the characters and all that.
Yep. Don't know.
Well, I'm going to find it on YouTube as soon as we're done. I'm going to binge three seasons of Duck Dodgers.
But yeah, I guess, because I remember like Count Duckula? Is that an actual thing? And like,
it's something like that, right?
Because that's who Daffy is in this game.
Yeah.
And also there's that weird mechanic where there are just like boxes in various places and Porky stands on them and then Daffy Duck leans in from out of frame and scares and him so you him. Jump really high in the air.
Yeah. It's like, it's pretty much the only sound effect in the game if you think about it, because it's like it's background music and then every now and then Daffy Duck sticks his head out and screams.
Yeah. At one point, I think it's like a moose.
It's a horse or something.
Yeah, it's a horse. There you go.
A wacky lad. even Daffy doesn't have
realm. I'm not going to wacky land. No. Oh, but God. Because it's just Porky who, there's no run button. So you just move the same speed throughout the entire game.
It's slow.
Slow moving. Not great jumping. As you go through those five or six levels, I'm sorry, the last one being Count Duckula's castle, which is a standard castle except for when you go through the pool area.
Oh, man. Does he love his pools? Because there's two floors. There's two floors of pools. I don't think that's possible. I don't think you can have two floors. I don't think you have a pool above a pool in a mansion. I don't think it works
that way. You're not going to get zoning for that. I don't care where you are.
I mean, also for a vampire, he has like 82 mirrors. He's got like 82 mirrors.
Yeah.
I counted them. It's a lot of them. This game was, here's what I did. I knew this game was going to be awful. I just knew it was going to be awful. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to watch a gameplay video and get a feel of the game. So I did that. I watched a gameplay video. I watched a guy beat it in probably like an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. And I was like, all right, I feel like I could probably talk about this game. However, I do want to get some hands-on to see how this game controls. I want to see how it feels and if it, because the way this guy in the video played it, it looked like it controlled pretty well. It looked slow, but it looked like it controlled pretty well. So I started playing it and then was like, I guess I got to finish it. I guess that's just a thing I have to do. I have to finish this game now. So not only did I waste 2 hours of my time and 1 hour of Nikki's time playing it, I also wasted an hour and 45 minutes of someone else watching the game. And I am glad that I played it at least a little bit because it controls horribly.
Mm-hmm.
In like the worst fucking level, the most frustrating level in this game is Atlantis. It is the stage where you eventually fight him as Paint Shark from Porky's Fractured Psyche. So the mechanic of this game, of this stage, is there are bubbles that you have to ride like an elevator. So there are these undersea elephants that you have to stomp on, and they produce a bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's just go with me. It is a haunted holiday.
I think that happens. I think the sea is like that.
Any marine biologists out there want to call and verify the mythic sea elephant. So what sucks about it is there's like two pixels on this bubble that you have to land on. Everything else you're gonna fall off. So I probably spent 20 minutes trying to get on these bubbles, and every time I get past the section with bubbles, I'd be like, "All right, probably in the clear. Nope, I got to do it again. And then I would do it, and it's like, well, surely there's not going to be a third set of bubbles I have to do this on. There is, and this time I got to avoid spikes, and I got to avoid enemies, and I'm not having a good time.
And when Porky dies, he just sort of like melts into smoke.
Yes, I'm so glad that you said that. Because yes, he's a vampire, clearly. Clearly, in order to kill Porky Pig, you have to find his body and stake him.
Because that part, and it, yeah, because you have to be like right on like one pixel of that bubble, and if you slip off, like you can just sort of just die. The spike's there, and it's super fucked up.
Or worse, wait for the bubbles to respawn, or you got to jump on the elephants, and it's like. You can jump on the elephants and they'll each produce a bubble. And you can't if you don't get the bubbles in the right configuration, because trust me, you want these bubbles like right next to one another. If you get like the one on the right just like slightly above the one on the left, forget it. You're not gonna make it to the top, because eventually what's gonna happen is you're gonna need to jump from the bottom one to the top one, and everyone knows Porky Pig can't jump that
nope,
high.
Nope. Especially not underwater.
So that was the most frustrating part, was just spawning those bubbles and waiting for the bubbles to be perfect. And then it was like, okay, this is my shot. I have to get it perfect, because if I fuck this up, I have to redo the bubbles in absolute perfection in order to get to the top again. Mm-hmm. So it's a mess.
And I know I'm jumping around, but just thinking about like just shitty programming in the very first level where you're in the haunted forest and you're having to jump through the trees. Some trees you can just pass through.
Yeah.
Others, you can't. There's no way to really tell them apart.
No, there's no indication.
And there's some weird point toward the end where you just start floating for no real reason.
Yeah, you pick up and there's an item. There's like
it
this
looks like
little
a red box.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't. The float icon from Mario from Mario World. I don't know, because you just pick it up and suddenly. Yeah, you're floating, and you only float in the whole game for just like that little segment to go up like three branches, and that's it.
That is
super
it.
Super weird and random.
I'm so glad you mentioned the death animation. Oh my god, that I don't understand it. There's a part in the game that I actually do think looked good. It's crazy, I know. In the first level, there's a giant tree that you have to climb, and they use Mode 7 graphics,
tree
rotates, which I thought was really cool. Unfortunately, the level design is awful, because there's a part where you have to climb this area where it's every time you land, you slide.
And you make a horrible noise.
Oh, it's oh yes. And so clearly it like gives you the message, this isn't the right way.
Porky Pig sounds like fucking Muppet, Bunsen and
Beaker?
Beaker. I want to say Meeper, but he says Meep. It's Beaker and he says Meep. And that's basically all Porky Pig says. Like, if you get hit before you die, he just goes Meep. And then you're sliding down those slopes of Meep, 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 Meep. I don't fucking understand, but okay.
Did you like his idle animation? He has two. He has two idle animations.
I don't think I ever even stopped.
And I was wrong. There are more sound effects, because he just babbles incoherently. I guess they're like, Porky Pig stutters, right? Just, I mean, he doesn't have anyone to talk to, but just make him try to talk. So he does this meeny, 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 meeny thing. And then he also, like, just to remind you that this is his haunted holiday, he'll put his hands to his face and then shiver and chatter his teeth.
Yeah, he's scared. The music is awful.
Yes, it is
like,
awful.
Awful, awful.
Not only is it awful, but it's like, I'm pretty sure the songs, like, there's like.
How long should we make the music? I don't know. What's a long time? 1, 2, 3. God, that's forever. For kids, that's forever. So just like compose 3 seconds and then just loop that over and over and over again. For every level? Yeah, for every level, it's fine.
They do this thing where it's, you know, like when a game or a cartoon can't get the rights to a song and they like they can't get the rights to the Jeopardy theme and they're like, I know what we'll do. We'll change 2 notes and we'll remain legally clean.
Yep.
they do that in this game, but I'm pretty sure the classical pieces that they're modifying are in the public domain. So I don't know why. Like, that frustrated me to no end, because it's like, they have that, I don't know the name of the song, but, you know, anytime something industrial is happening in a cartoon, it's dun dun dun, 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 they're doing like all that, but like they get like three notes wrong, and it's like, it's just awful. It's just the worst game. It's the worst game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have played and enjoyed some of our Adver games. Most of our Adver games. Tyler, when I was playing Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday, this thought came to my mind.
Is Halloween a licensed term? They had to say Haunted Holiday. They couldn't say Halloween.
I think they wanted...
We don't want to date it. They're not going to call it Halloween forever.
When I was playing this game, Beetlejuice came to mind, and I had to ask myself, which game is better, Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday or Beetlejuice? I could not answer that question. I was able to finish Haunted Holiday, and I don't think I'd ever be able to finish Beetlejuice.
No.
So maybe Porky Pig's, but still, I think Beetlejuice, there were parts of Beetlejuice that were more enjoyable than this game.
Like, you know, stomping cockroaches. Hours on end of a shop.
Grinding, just grinding Beetlejuice experience. This will pay off, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, the final boss, when you get to the top of the castle and fight Count Ducula.
Final boss is a butcher. Things get really dark.
It's really awful. You have to put in a code to actually watch it.
You know how when you die in a dream, they say you die? Oh, boy.
Because... you go to the top, and Count Ducula is there sitting on a throne of bones, and you can just go up and jump on his head, and it's like, it doesn't like toss you off. It's a perfect like square, so you just come up and you can just jump on his head, set your controller down, and watch the hit points go down to one, and you can't kill him like that, so you wait until his robot that he's constructed to kill Porky Pig, I guess, called Chaos Machine.
Yeah.
Which is more like the...
That was my nickname.
Clinkety-clankety robot from Earthbound. Like, you just see it...
My nickname in high school. Chaos Machine.
Chaos Machine. Yeah.
When I went to parties and was the only one who didn't drink or smoke pot. They're like, Chaos Machine is here to help us when the police arrive.
Whenever I hear something about, like, chaos and a machine, I always think about the first episode... of the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Yeah.
To where it's the two bots. Soldiers. Yeah. And they just like, oh, no, we've got a weather machine. Oh, no. We've got settings. All right. Partly cloudy, mild showers, and of course, total chaos. Even as a kid, I was like, that seems weird. Like, I mean, the others, like, you're making a weather machine to like help people. Why is there a setting called Total Chaos?
Maybe every now and then Shredder wants to go to Central Park and enjoy a little sandwich on the bench.
And 90s Rapture.
I think, I love that you brought up how Porky Pig, when he dies, he turns into his gaseous form, which, as we all know, is what happens to a vampire when you kill it.
And pigs.
And pig, right? Yeah. That's why pork is so expensive. They have to make an elaborate pig gas trap.
And causes cancer now, apparently. So.
Oh, well, you know what? There's always going to be something wrong with pork. I'm sorry. Like, as long as humans are around, there's going to be something wrong with pork. So I think what happened is, so the last boss is Count Ducula, right?
That's what we're calling him. Yeah.
So here's what I think
happened. Which is Daffy in a red cape with, like, vampire some fangs. Teeth, yeah.
I think that Count Ducula bit Porky and left him to just be a vampire spawn in his house. So I think this is actually a journey where Porky is trying to avenge himself because he's now cursed. He's cursed with undead immortality.
You play the game in reverse to have him escape the castle and get back to his house.
Yes. That's the new game plus Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday. So I think what happens is Porky goes to defeat his vampire lord so that he can be freed. He can finally die.
But of course, then at the end, after you beat it, you wake up, had that bad dream. And then, of course, he falls back asleep, and you see all sorts of weird eyes in the room. It's like, was it a dream? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, to me, I just, when it happened, when all those eyes appeared, I just thought, man, why is Porky sleeping with all those frogs in the room?
Oh, man. Because, and then, okay, first level, because what do you think is in a haunted forest? All right, well, bats. Okay, bats is
probably
there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, naturally occurring spikes. Wrecking balls attached to trees in perpetual motion
that sometimes change directions
constantly. Yeah.
Every now and then,
and
they'll
go up
stop.
And down the tree here. And then, of course, like probably put there all by the leprechauns that are in the haunted forest.
What was that? There was one enemy that I couldn't identify. I know there was a cauldron, but there was one that, like, I don't, it had like some kind of, like, you know, when something goes wrong with your Mac and you get the spinning pinwheel, it looked like it had that for a wheel, but it was in gray tone. I don't know what it was. I paused it. And I was like, hey, Nikki, you're not doing anything important, right? Come, what is this thing? And she didn't know either. So clearly no one knows. And the sample size of two people, no one knows what this thing is.
It's impossible. And I noticed, like, you get, like, three or four things on the screen, and you get slow down.
It slows down, yeah.
Like, you just, like, if you wander into a batch of enemies, like, I understand on shoot shit games, and there's, like, so much going on. Sure. But, like, it's just like, oh, no, two bats, slow down. whoa.
What, two bats? Wait a minute.
Science has only come so far. Let's chill out.
There is, this is another gripe of mine, which obviously I have plenty. What do you think about when you jump from kind of a high location and then all of a sudden you hear the whistle sound of falling and then nothing happens? Like, it's fine. You're okay. It's just, we're just throwing the sound effect in and changing the animation. They change it to when he's floating. They change it to that animation. Yeah. And it makes, the first time it happened, I was like, oh man, am I going to take fall damage? No. It's just something they thought would be cool.
No, like, of course you're falling down. Like, you're going to freak out. You're not going to get hurt.
No, it's fine.
We want it to be realistic, but not, like, you know, too realistic.
We want to keep it like Porky Pig realistic. That's where we want to.
You know, like, shitty.
Yeah.
Because everybody's favorite character, Porky Pig.
Yeah.
I like Hampton more than, like, Porky Pig.
Remind me of Hampton. Oh, from Tiny Toons. Okay, right. Yeah. I was straight in Looney Tunes world. You know what I was thinking? Because this is Halloween. I was thinking how horrific a realistic Porky Pig costume would be. Like, you got a realistic pig mask and then a suit jacket, a red bow tie, and nothing else. Just absolutely, you're just cock a swinging, just going door to door with your kid, trick or treat.
I vaguely remember that being like, that's from American Horror Story season one. Like, the guy, Eric Stone Street, I think, from Modern Family is in an episode, and in the very first season, where it's the haunted house.
Yeah.
And he's seeing,
I've watched that. I'm
he's
trying
seeing
to...
a therapist, and he's like, I just remember, like, my family told me about the pig man who would kill pigs and
put on
like the,
because then they do the squeal thing. Yeah, I remember that. Oh man, I need to watch.
That's
more.
What a realistic Porky pig costume the is.
The pig man.
It's Eric Stone Street wearing a literal pig head, just squealing at people.
But he has a red bow tie.
Yeah, it's classy. Yeah. Do you have any achievements for this game?
Oh damn. I can come up with one real quick.
Because I got one, but that's what they put in my mouth. Because you can apparently collect, like, apples in this game and throw apples.
What?
They look like apples. There's a projectile you can throw.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know.
No way.
I never found it. But when I was looking
you
at...
You are shitting
when I was
me.
Looking on the internet, like, look at videos
no.
and things like that about the game.
You
like,
looked up Aladdin.
There is a projectile.
you looked up Aladdin. I don't, there's only one button, Tyler.
Apparently it's in there.
No.
I never found
no.
it.
No.
Yeah.
There's the, I played the game. That's how shitty is that? Where it's like, we had one apple in this game.
Yep. You can get it. You can throw it.
No.
Well, if you get that achievement by, you got it. You go through the whole game without getting any of those apples, or maybe it's a red ball. I don't know.
Yes. At least I unlocked the achievement. I guess I got an achievement, and it's called Scary Melodies. And in order to unlock Scary Melodies, you have to legitimately get scared playing this game.
I thought you were making like a spin. Instead of Looney Tunes, they're Scary Melodies.
Well, remember the Merry Melodies. What's up with that? Because it's like, what's the difference between Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes? It seems like they were used synonymously. Do you know? Can you look up on the Wikipedia, the
Looney Tunes Wikipedia? Yeah, just keep being hilarious.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I got it covered.
It's like Merry Melodies is a series of animated short films produced by Warner Brothers between 1931 and 1969 during the golden age of American animation. This is not to be confused with the same music videos that reoccurred throughout the Looney Tunes show. So I guess Merry Melodies is...
Did they just rebrand it? Or they got to a point where they're like, we're out of the golden age, guys. Let's face it. No one likes this shit anymore. Let's just call it Looney Tunes.
I think Merry Melodies is just like a subset inside of Looney Tunes. Done by certain people during a certain time.
Okay.
I think. Anything done by Leon Schlesinger?
Uh-huh.
I guess. That's a Merry Melody.
That's a Merry Melody? Okay. Well, that's where I was going.
I'm vaguely speed reading this Wikipedia article. No,
that's how we do. It's great. What's the name of the site?
How little can you do anything? Like, how last minute and poorly and quickly can you do anything? That's what I'm doing right now.
That is the theme. I love it. What's the name of the site?
LooneyTunes.wikia.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we do a new segment? Tyler reads from LooneyTunes.wikia.com.
Tyler speed reads and explains Looney Tunes via Wikipedia.
All right. Well, we spun Tyler around 15 times and sat him down in front of a laptop.
Wild and Crazy Kids, but just really shitty. I get a bat and I spin in a circle, and then I bounce on moon shoes, and then I can speed read Wikipedia.
All right. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough on Patreon to buy a penguin, but we did buy Donnie Jeffcoat, so he is here. He's going to host this segment.
Oh, man.
Ugh. So, yeah, Scary Melodies. Play through this game and legitimately get scared. It's not possible.
Hmm. Blue Ribbon Merry Melodies. That's another thing.
Damn. What's that? Schwann's sponsored Merry Melodies.
Beginning in September 1943, Warner Brothers, in a cost-conserving effort, began to reissue backlog of older color cartoons under a new program they called Merry Melodies Blue Ribbon Reissues. So they would just, like, slightly alter them and then re-release them.
Was that their war effort or something?
I guess so. Oh, that's shitty.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Amazingly, I've had a lot of fun talking about Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday, which I continually want to call Haunted Mansion. I'm surprised that I have not said it yet. Every time it almost comes out
Porky Pig. Eddie Murphy as Porky Pig in Haunted Mansion.
Why don't they do that? They'll just do a movie where Eddie Murphy plays all of the Looney Tunes characters. Starring Eddie Murphy.
I read a thing about David Spade and his like feud with Eddie Murphy.
What?
It comes from like a 2-second thing he did during the Hollywood Minute. Like that was David Spade's first big thing on SNL.
Yeah.
And because basically it's just him talking shit about celebrities for a minute. And it was funny. And he's doing like this speed thing where he just like picture of a celebrity, makes a snide comment, keeps going. And
oh, yeah. It was brilliant. I loved it.
Picture Eddie Murphy pops up, and he goes, oh, look, a falling star. That was it.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy sees this and goes fucking apeshit. Like, he immediately starts calling the studio, demanding to talk to David Spade. And, like, David Spade's like, who? No, Eddie Murphy really wants to talk to you. Oh, I'm not in. And he dodges his calls for like months. Eddie Murphy like just keeps calling angrily, demanding to talk to David Spade. And then
it even his joke or was it like the writing
staff? I think he wrote it, him. And like it finally comes to a head whenever he calls, and then like David Spade is with Chris Rock, and somebody comes in. Eddie Murphy's
I think you mean Chris Farley, because they were never separated. They were together always.
Oh, where would David Spade be if Chris Farley was still alive today? Where would their career have taken them? I think about that before.
In my mind, they're married. Like, they celebrated like the federal legalization of gay marriage, and they were like, "All right, it's time."
Tommy Boy 6. we're getting
skipping,
married.
We're skipping 2 through 5, and we're just going straight to 6. It's the one where we fuck.
Well, it's like, yeah, Dumb and Dumber. Between Dumb and Dumber 1 and Dumb and Dumber 2, there's like 18 years. So they just do that, only whenever it's, we're just getting married.
I love it.
But someone comes in, Eddie Murphy's on the phone for you. He's outside, and if you don't answer, he's coming up. And Chris Rock is like, okay, you need to take that. you have to take that now. No one wants him coming up here. So, like, when David Spade takes the call, like, Eddie Murphy just fucking lays into him about, like, you piece of shit, you know who I am, I can fucking ruin you, like, just goes off until David Spade's like, okay, sorry, sir.
And that's it?
That's pretty much it. After that, like,
I think
eventually they sort of got to where they could be around each other, but, like, yeah, until Eddie Murphy could tell him off, he just stalked him obsessively.
I kind of like, okay, obviously Eddie Murphy went overboard, but I can kind of see, like, that's kind of like being the star quarterback of a college, and then, like, years later, they're just, fuck that guy. fuck that guy. He wasn't that good. He wasn't that good of an athlete. He definitely didn't do anything good for this college ever.
Yeah. But so, I mean, I also feel like as a comedian, you should understand, sure, like, that's just their job.
I get
that's
it.
What they do.
Yeah, I get it.
So, yeah.
If you were to give this game a beard, what kind of beard would it be?
Say you have like a big piece of ham.
Yeah, like I do right now.
Yeah, right now. Just a big chunk of ham
that I brought with me.
And that ham is like from Easter. So there's like,
oh, it's a good Easter ham.
And it's like a round ham.
Yeah.
And there's
like a honey ham.
There's mold growing on it.
Oh no.
So it's like that mold beard that grows on ham. If you just leave it out for a really long time, everybody's had their house at one point in time, you know, beard mold ham. No,
of course.
Oh, I guess we should clean up after Easter 6 months ago.
Nah, just leave it out. Easter comes around every year. It's fine. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Are you insinuating that that's Porky Pig?
Maybe.
Okay, all right. I just had to clarify that. Tyler, if you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
Well, glasses are, they're like something you can see through. So I'd
like
have,
like a pig man's head.
Like a pig man's head. Only I would give it like, if you've had like slices of ham that you've like put up and had left for a while, they develop this like translucent like sheen, like the fat.
Do they really? Is this a thing? Do they really do that?
Yeah. So it's like, it's just like translucent ham fat glasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you just like use it as like an ointment. Like
you're casting true seeing.
Yeah. You're like, all right, once I rub all this pig fat in my eyes, I'll be able to see all the truth.
So I give this 2 gross byproducts of ham you don't ever want.
When I completely lose my mind and I'm in my 70s, please expect that to be me. I'll be rubbing pig fat in my eyes, yelling, I'll see all the invisible people. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've got another question for you. This is a fun one.
Okay.
This is for funsies. I want to know, how much is this game on Amazon? If you were to buy this game right now used on Amazon, how much do you think you would pay for it?
$350.
Tyler, actual retail value of Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday used for the Super Nintendo by Phoenix Interactive Entertainment and Acclaim, used on Amazon at the time of this recording, is $1.49.
I almost said a dollar.
$1.49. Even with Prime shipping, I'm gonna pass. I'm going to bet. I would say it is not worth it. I say that, and then immediately I'm like, well, if you have a whole bunch of other Super Nintendo games, you probably want this one just so you got, you know, big
collection. If you've collected all of them, right, like it's the last one, yeah, then go ahead and buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely buy it after Shaq Fu. I mean, Shaq Fu is like, I feel like Shaq Fu's the hipster SNES game, because it's just like, yeah, we like this game because it's, we love this in an ironic way. Tyler, how much do you think you can buy this game new on Amazon?
Oh, $50.
$119.99.
Damn.
So, Patreon? You want to buy the new copy of Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday on Amazon? I see you feverishly looking. Are you? Is this a quiz? Or are we about to do a quiz?
Well, Dave, I've got a dead segment for you.
All right.
Where are they now?
God, I almost did it. I almost did it. But they weren't a link. They weren't a link on Wikipedia. Where are you getting your info from?
YouTube. From you. I saw. Oh,
where all the great sources come from. Phoenix. YouTube comments. Well, apparently they turned into a black guy. I don't know why that is, but.
they did three games. So Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
Oh, boy.
One of like the Pets Zoos game for Nintendo DS, and one of those obscure shitty party games for the Wii. That's it.
Okay.
That's all she wrote.
So where do you think they peaked?
This game, probably.
We should probably play all of their games.
So we've...
we should probably play all
so
the games.
So we've done
show.
All everything. Yes. Phoenix Interactive. Number one fans, get those we get the tattoo of this shitty bird on the small of our back.
Yeah, that logo is really bad.
It's really bad. It's like, and it's like a shitty looking bird clutching a kanji symbol, and then it says Phoenix Interactive Entertainment in a circle around it.
It's really bad. So you said their last game was for the Wii or the Wii U?
The Wii, I believe.
You know, they might be on Twitter. We might be able to reach out to them.
Anybody remember us? No? Okay.
No one knows us either, Phoenix, so...
Well, I'm looking at GameStop under the Phoenix Interactive Entertainment games. New releases, none. Coming soon, none. Alphabetical, also none. So they're in there somewhere. Nope, no one wanted to update them. Here's another. I'm trying to find the exact titles of these games.
We should do the... We should create the Phoenix Interactive Wikipedia page. Because they're still a company, and they've done three games. That's notable, right?
Enough. Yeah. Although when I look it up on another website, it only has Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday.
Well, fuck, Tyler.
So maybe I was wrong. Maybe somebody on YouTube led me astray.
No way. Turns out Phoenix Interactive is also a Hitler. I don't know. Crazy.
Oh, here it is. Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday, 1995. And 2007, Pets with a Z.
Underground for 12 years, waiting to come back.
So, yeah, Pets with a Z. So, this is the whole title. Pets, Dogs, both with a Z instead of an S, 2. And I'm sorry, in 2008, they had two more games. Pets, Horse Club, the Pets has a Z. And then Pets, and then for the DS, Pets Rescue Endangered Paradise.
So wait, so what? It was from 1995 was Porky Pig, and then
2008 was the last two games.
But the one before it was 2007?
Yep.
Do you think this was like their long, when they were naming the company, do you
just
think...
Just development hell for Pets, Dogs, too.
Do you think...
It was like Duke, like the next Duke Nukem, just vaporware. Are we going to do it? Are we coming out with it?
Do you think they were like, well, what should we name the company? I don't know. What are our goals? Well, our main goal is to make one game and then lie dormant for 12 years. And then we rise like the phoenix and... Oh, there it is. You got it.
Wait, this is on Game Facts. This is where this information is listed.
I feel like that's a game that's run by twins. I don't know why. But I feel like there's two employees and they're twins.
I'm going to look up this Pets Dogs 2. Let's see.
How much is that on Amazon, I wonder? Can we get that shipped in?
The game facts. Most people have this as never owned and not rated down the board. The cover is like a dachshund.
All right.
All right. Pets Dogs 2. Pets Horse Club. That also looks pretty bad. Features tame wild Mustangs, go on an adventure discovering and caring for wild horses.
All right, actually, that does sound pretty good.
Ride with a friend, collect hidden bonuses with a pal.
Ride with a friend?
Cool, unlockable items. Care for your own foal, gain the trust of your foals and horses as you raise, nurture, and love them. The ultimate horse adventure.
Do you think that the hidden apples in Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday, do you think they were foreshadowing their horse club game?
I think so. And the last one, Pets Rescue Endangered Paradise. As a member of the Earth Rescue Team, your mission is to save wildlife on a beautiful island that has been threatened by pollution. All of their games are just about animals for Phoenix Interactive Entertainment.
All right. They know their niche.
Yep.
They all wear red bow ties.
Any other last comments? Anything?
No. I did. There's a thing that I'd love to see. I don't have the wherewithal to make it, but I do think it would be great to have someone do an actual play of Amnesia and then overlay Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday over the actual gameplay footage.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. What is that?
Yeah. I just want to see someone quit playing this game because it's so scary. It's spooky.
Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday does have a GameFAQs entry.
Do a quick find for apples.
Nope.
I think you're... Or balls. Red balls. Let's see. Projectiles. B button.
Projectiles. Okay, that's kind of vague because it's all about all the projectiles that are being fired at you.
Okay. I was hoping that the author of the game facts was like, I hear there are apples in this game. I don't know. I hear you can throw stuff.
I'll put in throw and see how many
there you go.
Entries put thrown. In,
yeah. Tyler and Dave do searches on GameFAQs.
It's fruit.
What?
Throw fruit at the spiders and walk. So whenever you're on that spider web, apparently there's fruit you can collect there and throw at the spiders.
That's bullshit. I jumped on them like a real man.
This is a weird sentence. Or this whole paragraph.
This is a weird GameFAQs.
Walk to the left past the spider before dropping down. Get the extra life in the form of what looks like to be ice cream. Throw some fruit at the spider and walk right. Drop down, kill the leprechaun, grab the hearts, and exit. All right. Climb up all the way and grab two more cupcakes.
Did you just read me an E.E. Cummings poem?
Yeah.
What? So since we quoted it, we got to give credit to the author. I'm sure he has like every GameFAQs entry 18 paragraphs of legal information at the top saying not to copy his work.
Well, thank you, Valkscorn.
Thank you, Valkscorn.
2010.
Rhythm Master Valkscorn. 2010? Did you say 2010?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
He's like, no one's done this game yet, damn it. I, Valkscorn, will do this.
All right.
Well, he's done four. Four before.
All right. Let's give him a shout out. What else has he done? Pets?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Ultimate Masters World Championship Tournament 2006.
Okay.
BioShock 2.
All right.
Porky Pig's Haunted Holiday. And Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Okay. All right, we know what his video game tastes are like from that sampling.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yep.
We'll be real with you. Probably horse rescue.
Probably.
Probably horse
rescue. Or dogs, too.
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo.
Love them iTunes reviews.
Oh,
love
we do.
Them. Love them shits. So yeah. Please go to iTunes, find Tadpog, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, write a
Feed
review.
Us. Feed us stars.
Yeah.
Help it's the help only us. Way we can sustain our lives.
So we try you help us. We help you. If there's like a game you want us to play or a guest host you want for a certain episode, include that in your 5-star written review. And we promise we will get to that
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about something. We're not going to leave you hanging. We'll be back. Who knows? You'll probably enjoy it. We're going to do our best. Look, we're going to do our best to deliver you content. We promise. In the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. Do you want an Amazon link? to all of Phoenix Interactive's video games, they'll be in the show notes at tadpog.com. Do you want full episodes of Duck Dodgers? I'm going to do my best to get those in the show notes. So tadpog.com, I don't know, watch three seasons of Duck Dodgers at work. That's what I mean, allegedly plan on doing. You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. There's been a lot of activity on there from listeners, and I love that. That's really cool to see that you guys actually like listen to the things that we say enough where you can mention it in a Facebook comment. So that's pretty cool. You can find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you to everybody who retweets us, especially our episode announcements, because that helps spread the word. It's like a Twitter ripple. We create a ripple effect where people who do not want to be exposed to our show are exposed to our show, and that's what we like to do, force our art on people. I believe that's something that you have to do as a podcaster. You have to sign an agreement that you will bug as many people as possible to listen to your show.
So I did just come up with a link of list of Looney Tunes video games.
Oh, how long is it?
There are a lot.
Give me a ballpark.
40?
We're not doing that. If you're about to propose that we play all of these games.
Oh, no, I absolutely have to play every one of these. When do you think the earliest Looney Tunes game was released?
Okay, so Looney Tunes has been around for a long time. Wait, are we talking Looney Tunes or Merry Melody's Blue Ribbon?
Looney Tunes.
Okay. Probably Atari. There's probably an Atari game.
You are correct.
And it's probably, it has to be like Bugs Bunny.
Are you looking over my shoulder, Dave?
No.
Can you see the reflection of my screen behind me?
I can, but I cannot read the things. It has to be a Bugs Bunny game because he's the quarterback of Looney Tunes. What's the name of the game?
Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny for the Atari 2600, released in 1982.
Let's definitely play that one. We have to at least play that one.
You know what the most recent Looney Tunes game is?
Please don't tell me it's on a current gen console.
It is released in 2015.
No!
For the PlayStation Vita.
Oh, well, this is all you. You've got the Vita.
Looney Tunes Galactic Sports.
Oh, that sounds like you would love that.
I know. Doesn't it? doesn't it have a Wikipedia link?
Well, neither did Phoenix Interactive, to be fair, and we learned a lot about them today, Tyler.
Although what I really want to play is the Looney Tunes Back in Action, released in 2007, just on pachinko machines. So if we can go get that, that'd be great.
Pinball Archmage, Chris Edler, is there a Looney Tunes pinball out there? There's got to be a pinball table. Has to be. If there's 40 damn video games, there's going to be a pinball table. That's what they call them, right? Pinball tables.
Pinball tables. Slanted tables.
Yeah. Flip flappers.
There is a Speedy Gonzales game. There's the Speedy Gonzales series of four games. One of them, though, called Cheese Catastrophe for the Game Gear.
Oh, yeah. For the Game Gear. What's the most recent one?
For Speedy Gonzales?
Yeah, that one.
In 1999, Speedy Gonzales, Aztec Adventures. In 99 for the Game Boy Color.
Speedy Gonzales.
He has a Super Nintendo game.
Oh, shit.
Los Gatos Benditos.
Subtitle, is this racist?
So, yeah, we can break it down, because there are Bugs Bunny games, a lot of those. Daffy Duck games.
No.
Tasmanian Devil game.
No.
Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner game.
All right. I'm down to do one of those. How many? Did like two of those come out on the NES? Because I remember there being like.
There's one on the NES.
Was there another on the SNES or something?
There's one on the SNES.
Okay.
I believe I played that one. Roadrunner's Death Valley Rally.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We do that one. I want to do all Super Nintendo games, period. So we get to it eventually.
I'm not on board with this list, Tyler. Mm-hmm. I don't like this dark path you're setting before us.
So many Tiny Toons games. I had no idea.
Are most of them on handheld consoles?
See, NES, Game Boy, Genesis, Super Nintendo, PC, PlayStation, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance.
Because I kind of feel like licensed games like that Pinball. Ah, there we go.
Bugs Bunny's birthday ball.
Well,
pinball.
I bet that one's a good one.
Yeah.
It's his birthday, damn it.
Oh, Looney Tunes Photo Fun by the MGI Software Corporation for the PC. That sounds wonderful.
Is there any Looney Tunes?
Here's one, Marvin Strikes Back.
All right.
For the Game Boy Color.
Are there any edutainment Looney Tunes games? Because you know Looney Tunes has that strong educational background that runs throughout its
cartoons. See nothing, nothing that's explicitly stated as being that.
Gotcha.
All right, but anyway, our theme song is Moves by Sycamore Drive. I'll link to that track on the show notes at tadpog.com.
You know what else?
What?
If you want to call us, can do that.
Sorry, I totally interrupted you and just like, oh, I bet he's done.
883-2555. Let us know what your favorite Looney Tunes game is. Let us know what extra large off-white Looney Tunes t-shirt you sleep in. Also, we do this show for free, but we do have a Patreon, and some really cool people are donating to the show. Thank you very much to those people. If you want to join the ranks, and we haven't done titles in a long time,
but
get a title maybe? I don't know. I feel like that's offering a lot. Because blanket title. If you want a shitty title, you can find us at patreon.com.
Contributor.
Yes. Contributor. You can do that at patreon.com/tadpog. Once again, thank you to all the people who donate. It's really cool.
I'd like to close this out spookily.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn. We're ghosts of Josh. Josh.
Yeah. Happy Halloween.
1
That's the only clue the murderer left behind.
He should be man bat, because he's more man than a bat.
Okay.
Got it.
But then man bat is actually more bat than man.
I think he should be Batman. I think if Bruce Wayne ever dies, a man bat should be Batman.